are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam. And joining me this morning, the Director of Parks and Rec in Pierre, Brian Tipton. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here today on a beautiful Friday morning.
Yeah, we're having nice weather.
You can't complain about it. And first, it's going to be a busy summer, but you've got a bit of a transition this summer.
Yeah, we have... Mindy Cheap, who's been our recreation superintendent since 2008, she's moving or retiring from the position, and we're transitioning to Tori Zeller, and they're working through the process. It's obviously the busy time of year for recreation, so we had a little bit of an overlap there to make sure that we have a smooth transition in that position, right. But we're going to miss Mindy. She's been with us for a long time and really been the heart of that program, getting the recreation part done and keeping the aquatic center going. And when we did have the outdoor pool, and Tori will have to transition, and when we get ready to open the new outdoor pool next year.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to that. So, you know, having that transition, like you said, having the overlap, that's always a good plan. That way, you know, someone's not just coming in cold and going, okay, what do I do?
Yeah, right in the middle of a lot of programs that Mindy organizes.
Yeah, she really put together another good program. If people are interested in the camps and things going on, where do they find out more about that?
That will be on our city website under the Parks and Rec Department. And you can find, there's a separate recreation page. And just stopping in. We have some of the guides out there, but a lot of the classes are, the first sessions are probably getting pretty full right now.
Yeah, they're just around the corner, believe it or not. Here we are almost into June already. In the tennis courts, getting to resurface. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep, at LaBarge Courts, we just completed the resurfacing of those two courts up there. I don't recall the last time that we had a lot of care at those courts, and they look fabulous. It really turned out good. And unusually, the company that was doing the resurfacing showed up a month early, which usually, you know, you don't have that happen.
No. So
we were happy. We had a USDA, U.S. Tennis Association grant, and helped take cost share part of that. And we also work with the school and the Peer Tennis Association to help take care of our courts. I'm hoping next year we'll do some more work on the Griffin courts, the 8 courts down there. And this was a different company that we used for the resurfacing of LaBarge, and I was really happy with the outcome.
Fantastic. So, yeah, and encourage folks to go check that out and enjoy that. And, boy, it sounds like Harrison Field is getting quite the makeover.
Yes, at Harrison Field, before it was a little pocket park there, and it just really didn't have all the amenities that it really needed. So we went in and put a sidewalk coming from the street to the dugout area, and also built a new concession stand. We're pouring concrete or placing concrete for the bleacher section, and put up a brand new shade structure there also.
So, yeah, that's going to be a great addition there. And speaking of additions, there's an Eagle Scout who really came up with a great project, and that's getting underway.
Yeah, Andy Page started it last year, and we worked on it. And he did the fundraising for most of the project. There's just a little bit that we have to put in with the sidewalk to make it ADA accessible. But in Divine Park, we'll have 4 or 8 boards or 4 sets of cornhole courts that'll be permanent. They're concrete boards on a concrete tee pad, and it's a permanent fixture to the park, but it'll be a good place for people to stop and hang out, and I think it'll really get used a lot once we get it completed, and I think that's our next step, is to get over there and get the construction on that finished.
Yeah, another fun option for folks that hit the park. And Steamboat Park seeing a return of some disc golf holes, I hear.
Yeah, with the highway bridge being put in and the construction, in the past, five of the disc golf holes were on the other side, on the west side of the bridge. And because of the construction zone, we had to close that last year. And what we did this year, we worked with the sharpshooter group, the disc golf group in Pier, and we moved five holes into the East Steamboat Park to redesign it to make it a full 18-hole course. And I know they're waiting for that. They've been much...
You've heard a lot about that,
the
huh?
anticipation to get it back to 18 holes has been there. And right now, you know, they only have a few places in Pier to play, and one's at the Hawaii Dam at Campground, or 1, 2, and 3 there, and then Steamboat Park. So getting Steamboat Park back to 18 holes allows people in town to play a full round of disc golf.
Oh, that's great. And, yeah, it was all about the safety last year because of the construction zone and just now getting the right place for them, and they'll be good to go. So
yep,
that's always good to hear. And one more thing I wanted to ask about, because this is just growing like crazy, not just here, but all over the country, pickleball. And I know there's been plans. Where are we at with those?
The pickleball courts, the construction has started. It's located west of the tennis courts at Griffin Park. There'll be four new courts built this year. The prep work and the base work to make these courts stable and to keep that concrete slab from ever cracking is the important part. And that work has just been completed, and we're just getting ready to turn it over to the contractor to finish the slab and the fencing and the netting and the getting it to where it looks like an actual pickleball court instead of a big hole in the ground.
Right. Yeah. It's just, you know, following the process, and fairly soon folks will be able to get on out there and enjoy a little pickleball in town. All right. Well, it's a busy summer, it sounds like, ahead. Of course, there's more stuff going on, but we appreciate you stopping in this morning, Brian.
Thank you.
You have a great weekend, and keep an eye on the rec page for all the summer camps and all the things going on. We'll keep you updated there. It's the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate and May Adams.